This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
In terms of the fiscal balances takes into account what is happening on the current account and what happened on the capital account. We differentiate between the primary balance and the overall balance. And the primary balance, we omit or we subtract interest payments from the calculations. Interest payments. We can get a primary surplus, primary balance deficit. And we could also calculate it with grants and without grants. Let's look at the primary balance. And we're dealing with it without grants. In terms of the primary balance without grants, we have provisions for revenue of $786 million. We have total expenditure of $792 million. How did I get the $792 million? We have total expenditure of $859 million. I subtract interest payments of $67 million, and I get expenditure omitting interest payment of $792 million. The primary balance before grants is negative $6 million. It's negative. It means that we are not generating adequate domestic resources to finance our interest payments and some elements of expenditure. So we are in deficit in the primary balance before the inclusion of grants. Now we can deal with the primary balance after grants. In this scenario, we will include grants in our domestic revenue. So in our revenue of $786 million, we need to include grants, and our total grants was $218 million. This gives us a total revenue of approximately $1 billion. When we take out our expenditure, excluding interest payments, we get a positive balance of $212 million. We are in surplus. We are in surplus because we have inflows of grants. In terms of the primary balance before grants, negative $6 million. Primary balance after grants, $212 million. And the final balance is the overall balance. And the overall balance take into account the whole of government transaction, excluding some financial flows. It combines your total current account, your total capital account. Everything is included. We can do it before grants and after grants. So in terms of before grants, we have revenue of $786 million. We have total expenditure of $859 million. And this gives us an overall balance without grants of $72 million. Deficit. So without grants, we are incurring overall deficit. However, when we include grants and we have a total revenue of approximately $1 billion, an expenditure of $859 million, we get an overall balance surplus of $146 million. We have a surplus. This is not the full story. We have what you call the financing component. The financing component of the government account is very critical. It tells you, if you have a deficit, how did you finance that deficit? And if you have a surplus, how did you allocate that fund? Recall, we had a surplus of $146 million. There are some financial flows we did not take into account. No mention has been made of principal repayments. Repayment of principal on debt. We only included interest payments. No mention was made of disbursements of funds the government would receive to finance activity. These flows, financial flows, are included in the financing component. It is a critical component, and I will show you in a simple way what we mean by that financing component. We had a surplus of $146 million. However, we have a principal repayment of $287 million. It means that the principal repayment has absorbed the overall surplus of $146 million, and we have a gap to be financed, and that gap is $141 million. There is a financing gap because we now include principal repayment as part of our expense. Provisions are made for new loan of $12 million. When we include that $12 million with the balance, the negative $141 million, we get a financing requirement to close that budget of $128 million. It means that resources have to be found to finance that gap. When you have a surplus, you can't just end the analysis there. You have to go into the financing component. I compare the financing component to a doctor doing heart surgery or brain surgery. It is a dedicated surgery. You have to get it right. Just so with the financing component, you have to get it right. I want to appeal that in going forward, the financing component must be constructed.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.